Palestinian ruling party admits, Hamas steals aid, kills aid workers in Gaza. By Joel B. Polak on April 21, 2024. Fatah, the moderate ruling party of the Palestinian Authority, has admitted on live television that Hamas steals humanitarian aid and kills aid workers in the Gaza Strip. The admission, captured by Palestinian Media Watch, confirms what Israel has been saying all along, and goes further, stating that Hamas is not only responsible for endangering aid workers by hiding among them, but also asserts that Hamas has been killing aid workers directly. Palestinian Media Watch reported, original emphasis. In an incredible and rare admission, Fatah has corroborated what Israel has been saying all along, that Hamas is responsible for turmoil connected to distribution of the humanitarian aid sent into Gaza. A Fatah TV anchor reported that throughout the war, Hamas has been committing what is essentially a triple crime. It has attacked and killed aid workers in order to control aid distribution, stolen the food and water for itself, and caused food prices to skyrocket. Fatah on Auda TV host, Hamas persecution of any party who is a source for distributing the humanitarian aid or securing it began from the start of the war, i.e., 2023 Gaza war, as Hamas persecuted well-known figures and teams of volunteers on the ground in mid-October, 2023. It attacked them and killed some of them for two reasons. Firstly, preventing any activity by any other party in the Gaza Strip, and secondly, ensuring Hamas control over the aid and its storage, which of course leads to these crazy and unreal prices that no one can pay in the shadow of this destruction. After the occupation, i.e., Israel, bombed storehouses controlled by Hamas, the accumulation of tons of various food and aid products that Hamas had taken exclusivity over became clear, at a time when the Gaza Strip is suffering from hunger. This is a damning indictment by Fatah, exposing Hamas' heinous actions against humanitarian aid workers and Palestinian civilians in need of food. World powers were quick to decry Israel for an inadvertent tragedy that killed several world central kitchen personnel. These same authorities and media outlets must now condemn Hamas with equal vigor for its intentional murder of aid workers. A failure to condemn Hamas for intentional murder by the countries and frameworks who condemned Israel for accidental killing would expose once again a glaring double standard by international bodies, and especially the media, that unfortunately has accompanied this entire war. The Biden administration has blamed Israel for the death of aid workers, with President Joe Biden claiming this month that Israel has not done enough to protect aid workers trying to deliver desperately needed help to civilians. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It, now available on Audible. He is also the author of the e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.